Mind Food Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Michael, the theme of love and loss, rejection, self-doubt, and a longing for spiritual meaning, they're all things that we talk about quite regularly here on the program.
We do, and we have on the show today the author of a new book, All of It, a memoir of love, fear and art, Bev Asbett. But welcome to the show, Bev.
Thank you very much for having me.
Now, you're an author of actually more than 14 books that have sold over 500,000 copies in Australia. That's pretty good.
Not bad, is it?
It is indeed. And your latest book, you've also done the beautiful illustration on the cover.
Yes, I'm a painter as well.
Now, you've helped thousands of people, I guess, reclaim their lives from crippling anxiety and depression. And in this book, you reveal, I guess, that deep spirit that lies beneath, you know, your books that are fairly simple. Tell us a little bit about this book.
Well, this book's an entirely different kettle of fish because it is written in a narrative style to start with, whereas the other books are very much how-to books, very simple to deconstruct the messages about, you know, getting your thinking right and so on. So they've been very much a self-help aid, whereas this is very much my own personal story and my own journey through, into and out of very severe anxiety and depression.
It must be very confronting, though, when you're sitting there writing about yourself when a lot of people would say, but you're so successful.
Yeah, I know. Although it's interesting that a lot of people with anxiety are successful people because they're very driven, and there's that type A personality that goes with it. But the downside of that, of course, is that we doubt ourselves tremendously, so we have to do more and more and more.
But is doing more a way of running away from the feelings?
Not so much in my case. I think perhaps in some people's case, although it is, if my focus is on my work, then it's not on myself as much. But I think for me, there was really a driving force about being appreciated, about being special in some way, standing out, not being invisible. I think I was actually quite frightened of disappearing, and that was one of the key elements from very early in my life.
Can you tell us maybe what some of your panic attacks were around and what you did to try and fix it?
Pretty full on. My heart rate sat pretty well constantly around 120, 130 beats a minute. And it was often even higher than that if I was actually having a panic attack. And I was getting 4 hours sleep. I was wrenched awake with the anxiety. It was quite extreme. In fact, in the book it mentions a comment by a psychologist who saw me in those early stages who describe me as one of the most frightened people she'd seen.
Mm. But as a counsellor who helps people, it must be hard to go to a psychologist. Like, it must be a very interesting experience.
Yeah, some of the most neurotic of us are those who help others. But I really think that we're working our way through something all our lives. So it's not about arriving at a destination and having it all sorted out. And there's always someone a little further down the road than you are.
Now, for people listening today, what are three tips that, you know, perhaps someone is suffering anxiety or a level of depression out there? What are just three really simple ideas or tips to help them through a day?
Look, I know it sounds as though I'm trivialising it, but I'm not, but I am. What I'm saying is don't take it so damn seriously.
Yeah.
It's just a set of symptoms. It's just a set of physical symptoms, really. And if you're not adding World War III in your mind, then it remains just things that are a little bit out of balance. And learn to be much kinder to yourself. You know, talk softly to yourself, because if you're already scared, it's not going to be helpful to tell yourself horror stories on top of that.
Yeah.
And thirdly, yes, read my books, because they take you through the whole thing.
Bev, thank you very much for being on today's show. For more information, go to mindfood.com. And all the best. I look forward to your next book, which I'm sure there will be.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.